Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Sherry Klein, who is an amazingly gifted psychic, animal communicator, energy healer, Reiki master, intuitive therapist, and a medium who has been certified through a spiritual church. She is a clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient, and is especially gifted in seeing where you have energy blocks and teaches you how to release it. She can time travel and help retrieve soul fragments that have broken off from you. She is a spiritual counselor who brings hope, peace, and healing to her clients through her readings. Each reading is a unique combination of gifts tailored to your individual needs. She is a devoted medium psychic who has a straightforward approach with her messages. You can find her also on blogtalkradio.com/Sherry Klein. She has her own radio show on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Let me spell her name for you in case you don't have it before you. Again, it's blogtalkradio.com/SHARICLINE. I'll be giving you her website in just a moment. To schedule a reading, click on the Schedule Now button on her site. And if you have questions, I'm going to give you her phone number too. I'll give that to you in a moment. First, her website. She's on the World Wide Web, and she is Psychic Sherry, SHARI.org. That's PsychicSherry.org. Now, her phone number is area code 317-966-1326. I can't encourage you more than to schedule a reading with her. I had one with her that was 95% spot on. She brought in five of my beloveds from the other side. Nobody could possibly have known. She had no knowledge of any of these people, and the information she provided was amazing, as were the messages that came. So once again, her phone number, 317-966-1326. And so let me welcome Sherry. Sherry, how are you tonight?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you, David. Wow, what a wonderful intro. You are just amazing. Thank you for having me on your show.
It takes one to know one, and you are most welcome. Thank you so much. I love having you on the show. You're very popular and with good cause. Sherry, tell us what's been going on for you since the last show.
Well, kind of like with everybody, there's a lot going on. I think every individual, it is different. It depends on what each individual has to release when it comes to fear. You know, of course, we had the coronavirus. That brought out a lot of different types of fear in everyone. And an example would be with me. I'm the first one running out stockpiling food because I think I'm going to starve to death. But it's not only it, but in all reality, it not only just like we were hungry when I raised my child by myself, my first child, but then my grandparents, my mom's mom gave her 7 children to an orphanage because they were starving. So it kind of will go through your ancestral line. So not everybody ran out and stockpiled food during the coronavirus. There were a lot of people that were fearful of dying. They're scared of death because they have died in past lives, and it's starting to come up. All of the fear is just coming up to be released. There were also people who were rebelling because the government or their I'm going to call it the government, is saying, don't go out of your house, do this. So they feel confined and they're like trying to rebel. So everybody has issues. So now we have all of the riots that are going on all through the, not only this country, but I think in other countries too. Things are starting to surface as far as racism and things of this nature. So if you haven't cleared it, it's coming up and you're going to be enraged. So a lot of people say, well, I just don't watch the news. Well, that's fine and dandy, but that's kind of like putting your head in the sand. So the way that we see it is we have to face what comes up. We have to feel the emotions and the fear. Most of it comes right down to the fear of what we are fearful of. And then what we do, or we'd like to see people do, is to become the observer, and you acknowledge it because it's coming up. When an emotion comes up, it's coming up to be transmuted. So then you pull out, you become the observer, you watch it become transmuted. And, it's a cycle. We are starting in what is called the new earth. And the new earth is built on, it's like building a house. You wouldn't want to build a house on a broken foundation. So the foundation has to crumble, and that is what is going on the earth right now. But not only is it with the humans, it is with Mother Earth as well. This is one of the very few Earths where, in this galaxy, where the Earth and the people on it are ascending at the same time. You know, we went through the hurricanes and the earthquakes, and Mother Earth is just raging. I kind of hate to say this, but the weather is like the hurricane season is going to be probably very strong this year. Mother Earth is transmuting, and so are the people on it. And what's happening is that, we kind of go through that. It's going to be a long process. But in the end, to put this in a nutshell, is this is how we're going to get to the new world, or what they call the new earth. I'm sure you've heard of the new earth, David.
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. It's a process to get there. We're not going to get there overnight. And
everything's a process, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's baby steps, but I must say, it was baby steps before, but this year, 2020, this is leaps and bounds. People are starting to really ascend, and they are starting to realize that we're not disconnected from God, and we're not disconnected from each other. And it's a oneness, and it's really catapulting. I mean, it is just, it leaps and bounds. So I see we see a beautiful light at the end of this tunnel. In this tunnel, we're going to go through this tunnel very quickly. And when I say we, it's not just in the United States, it's the entire Earth and Mother Earth. And not only Mother Earth, it is all the critters, all the animal kingdom. They are going through their own transformation too. I have seen things in the wild with animals and birds that I have never seen in my life. So they're doing things that are, I don't want to say out of control, but kind of out of control. And like how we must look to other beings from other dimensions. So it's a wonderful time to be on this earth. We are the chosen ones. It's not a gloom and doom. We are the chosen ones. We chose to be here. We are, it's like we hit the lottery being here on this earth plane. So it's awesome. So that's where I'm at. What about you, Dave?
Well, I just wanted to pick up on what you were saying, and that is that everything in life and the universe involves choice. And we do make a choice each step of the way. As you said, we've chosen to come into this life. And I believe it's going to be a wonderful life for us all if we allow that to happen. Because we have the choice to choose for the better or for the worse. And why would anybody choose for the worse? You know, it takes a lot of work to get there. It takes a lot of introspection, a lot of reflection, and just a lot of hard work. But I wanted to say, Sherry, what's on my mind tonight is there was a woman named Athena who was born on June 5th, 1920. She would be 100 today, and I've been privileged to know her, and so I want to dedicate tonight's show to her.
Aww.
Yeah, so that's all
awesome.
I have to say.
yeah, awesome. Well, happy birthday, Athena.
Absolutely. And to let the people on the line know, we're not going to be able to get to all of you. We've had an amazing response, as we do when Sherry comes on the show. Sherry goes into the readings without any information from you, without any questions. She just asks you to provide three things. That is your name, where you're from, and what the weather is like where you're at, briefly. And so if you're ready, Sherry, let's go to the phone lines.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay, our first caller is Sharon. And Sharon, you're live.
Hi. Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'm so happy to be here. And my name is
Happy
Sharon.
To have you.
Thank you, David. And I'm from Arizona, and the weather, I just pulled up the temp. For my neck of the woods, it's 89 degrees. It's hotter than rattlesnake country, I guess. in this neck of the woods. We don't have woods out.
Okay, that's all we need.
Okay.
Perfect. Hi, welcome. We're scanning your energetic field as you talk. The minute you, we're very drawn into the back of your neck. And what is happening is so funny. Your team is showing me. I don't know if you're familiar with chakras.
Yes.
Are you
I
familiar
am.
With what chakras are?
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. We're very drawn into the chakra in the back of your neck. It's like a cork that is just popping out of the back of the chakra. We call that the mouth of God. We call what we like, we love this chakra. The one in the back of the neck, which is not the common one. Most people talk about the seven chakras. This is another one that your team is showing me. It is like a cork. That it's like in a wine bottle, kind of, that's just popping open. You are going to be flooded with information from the spirit world. We love your connection. I'm getting cold chills. I'm getting, actually not cold chills, I'm getting warm heat that goes, thank you, spirit. One thing they're telling me is once this kind of pops open, your intuition is going to really be heightened. The pineal gland, which we already feel is online. We feel that you have a beautiful connection with spirit, with your gut connection. When we say the gut connection, it's that gut feeling. You know a lot of things about people. You can meet somebody and tell me 10 things about them just by their vibration. Do you realize you can do that?
Yes, and I've been told that often, and even by people that did not consider themselves psychic.
Yeah. Well, you haven't seen anything yet, is what your team tells me. Is not only are you going to be psychic because the pineal gland is just busting open, and the third eye, but now we're just seeing where you're going to be able to connect with people from the spirit world all around you. We love animal communication for you. You work with your ancestors. Some of your biggest guides are your loved ones or your ancestors from the other side. You may not know all of them. Some of them go back, ooh, boy, they show me, boom, 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 it goes back maybe even seven. They show me a four-generation, seven-generation, where we've got some shamans, we've got some shapeshifters, and we have a fairy. So you work with a lot of your team. They don't always stay with you your entire lifetime. Some do, but some come in and out as needed. You are getting ready, they said, to start to iron things out. There have been some things that they use symbology with me now that have been kind of wrinkly, so to speak, and you might not have had all of the pieces of the puzzle or the answers, and your team says, you're already starting to get a lot of the pieces and things are going to start to be ironed out. So now I'm going to go ahead and I don't normally do this on the radio, but I'm going to go ahead. Do you have a question you'd like to ask me?
Oh, thank you. Yes, and maybe this is the iron out thing. Do you see me relocating anytime soon, please?
Okay, here's the thing they're showing me. It's so funny. I love your spirit, your team. The front part of you wants to really go and relocate, but there's a part of you in the back that I see is almost anchoring you to not to go. Because there's a part of you that when you make a decision, how do we say this, Irene? Irene is my girl from the spirit world. There are a few parts of moving forward or moving that you don't know all the ins and outs about. And that's the fear part. You like to know. You like to have plan A, plan B, plan C. Your team wants me to tell you, you know what, if you want to move, then move. Everybody, if you think that you're going to make a bad choice by moving, or if you're wondering if it's not going to happen or if it's going to happen, your team wants me to reiterate to you that you create your own world. You are a manifester and a beautiful one at that. Go back and look at the things that you have manifested. They want you to envision how you want your life to be. I still see this anchor that is holding you back here, and it comes out of the middle of your back, like I'm getting anchored down here. What is this, Irene? Help me with this. Help her team to show me. You're fearful of making a wrong choice. As I go down through your timeline, you go back sometimes of the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. Oh, I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have done that. No, there are no bad choices. There are no wrong choices. They are there for you to learn. What they want me to tell you is for the next 5 years for you is, get out of your analytical mind and do what you want to do. If you think, oh, am I going to – what was your question again? It's so funny, I don't even know. What was your question?
Relocate.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Spirit. They say quit giving your power away to other people. This is up to you on whether you want to relocate. If you're not relocating – then you're the one that's holding you back. Get out of the fear. There is no wrong choices, and they said that this next 5 years for you is going to be kind of winging it. Do what you want to do. Do what feels right to you, not what analytically makes sense to you. Your little mental, the mental body, and you're very intelligent, by the way, is tired. That's the masculine part. The feminine is wanting to come through so you can relocate. And thank you, Spirit. They said, yes, you are.
Wow.
So.
Thank you.
I don't know if any of that made sense to you.
It did. And I know that you said the chakra and the back and the cork popping, but I do a lot of different kinds of Tai Chi and yoga and lifting weights because the back of my neck has been popping. It has been popping. When I get up in the night, go to the bathroom, my head hurts like a cage of pain, and it's because things are out of alignment in the back of the neck. So it's funny that you would bring that up. It's not funny, but, you know, it ties in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like coming. It's like almost there, and boom! When it does, it's literally going to be like if you were to pop a cork in a wine bottle, just almost like an explosion. Mm-hmm. So your team says you better put on your seatbelt because when that happens, wow, your life is. You better monitor your thought. Well, you can do anything you want, but we would suggest you monitor your thoughts. Because you're going to go where your thoughts take you, period, because you're going to manifest that quickly.
Wow, thank you so much. Thank you, David. Thank you both.
You're welcome, my dear.
Thank you for calling in.
Take care, Sharon. God bless. Okay.
God bless you all. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. The calls came in like popcorn tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 all came in at the same time. I'm going to Regina, and Regina, you're live.
Oh, good evening, David. Good evening, Shari. My name is Regina.
Hello.
I live in Albany, New York, and tonight it's kind of humid, 76 degrees, spotty showers, lovely evening.
Okay, perfect. I don't need anything else. We're already in your energetic field. Thank you. Your team is very strong. They come through very quickly. Welcome, Regina. One thing that your team wants me to tell you is, wowee, we don't know, well, maybe you do, but we don't know if you quite understand how powerful that you are, that not only your words are, just your presence. You can walk through a store and transmute people's trauma for them. The words that you say that come out of your mouth, it is as if you are help me, Irene, here. You are, I call it trancing in spirit. You can walk up to somebody and just say two or three words or maybe two sentences. And you are telling them what they need to hear. You're bringing seeds of hope to people, and we don't know if you realize you're doing that. You just think you're doing a casual talk to somebody. You have saved lives. Do you know that?
Oh, I hope so. I hope I have. So many have saved mine. So I hope I can return the favor, you know?
You have done it tenfold, they said. They said when you get to the other side, which the other side is not expecting you for quite some time, so you better
Yay.
Be planning on staying here for a while. Is what
oh, whippy.
Saying. But when you do get to the other side, because ain't none of us getting out of here alive, but
no.
When you do get to the other side, they said that when you watch the review of your life, you are going to be, well, speechless. They said, because you get to, when we go to the other, I'm getting cold chills everywhere. Man, you have so many angels around you. I'm going to try to make this quick because, man, I can talk to you all day long.
Me too.
When you get to the other side, we watch a review of our life. We watch not only how we saw our life, but how other people saw it or how how we made other people feel. And,
oh.
and everybody's like, oh my God, she saved my life. I was like down and out. I lost hope. She brought me hope. And you're going to be like, I never knew I did that. It was just like a two sentence. I just like, all I did was listen to them. I mean, it is, you are an amazing soul. Your team, I see angels all around you.
Thank you.
They are blowing trumpets.
I hope Gabriel is here. I hope Gabriel is here, you know, because I once was a very hopeless human being, and God gave me hope, you know, and I picture that Jimmy Stewart movie, you know, where...
Yes!
The bell.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, that really made a huge difference in my life when I saw that. I said, wow, we better stick around, you know? I never knew. That'll be beautiful.
Sidebar, and then I'm going to let you ask you a question. We love the there's animals on the other side that love you, too.
Oh, they know. Tatiana, I always think of you, honey. So, but right now I'm thinking of the best way I can help my brother, Kevin, and his son, Miles. I'm really not sure, because he doesn't know I know about the situation, and I'm trying to help him the best I can, but I'm not sure how to do that.
Okay, so let me get into Kevin's energy, and what I do is I do not invade anybody's privacy. If he lets me in, I go to their higher self. If he lets me in, I'll get answers.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, then I can't. So let me see. Okay, whew, here we go. He's letting me in here because I do feel like he's depleted. His aura, he's pulled his aura in very close to him. It's a depletion here. It's sadness. I feel like we're losing hope here.
Yep.
Okay, so let's see what we got going on here. Let me ask his team, see if he's going to. Okay. There's a part of him. What they're showing me is that one thing, the main thing that you can do, they show me an olive branch. But I feel like he's going to almost ask you, but there's a part of him that has too much pride. So maybe you can extend an olive branch to him, so to speak. There's a part of him that just needs somebody to listen to him. He feels like he doesn't have a safety net underneath him. Poor little thing. He's at a crossroads. And not only for him, but for family members. It could be a child of his. And he feels like he's lost his power and he's hopeless. But here's the thing. They show me the apple that doesn't fall far from the tree. You can do anything you want, but your team is suggesting you know how to do it, they said. You can help him with your words, and therefore he can help his child with his words.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a rebound effect here.
Okay.
Sometimes people can change. It's the funny thing. I don't want to eat up too much time here. On the other side, we contract things that we want to experience. And sometimes I call them a trigger word. So real quick, an example. I was quitting smoking. I was on my third day, and I was in one of my – I clean houses. I was in one of my houses, and in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to leave here and smoke 4 packs of cigarettes when I get off work. She called her husband, and he said, tell Sherry to do it one more day. There was something about that little sentence. Oh, my God. I haven't smoked I haven't smoked in years.
Yeah.
It was just that one trigger word. That's what they're bringing that up for. Okay. There's a trigger word that you're going to say to your brother.
Okay.
That's going to trigger something in him that will trigger something in his son. Does this make sense?
I will pray for that, and I'm sure I will be given it. Thank you. I do.
We know you'll be giving it.
Yep, I'll be giving
it. You do this to everybody.
Regina, thank you for calling tonight.
God bless you all. Thank you so much. God bless you
all. God bless you.
Thank you, Regina. Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, take care. Just a reminder to people, Sherry's asking for three things only from you. That is your name, your location, and just a snippet of what the weather is. And our next caller is Al, and Al, you're live.
Hi, Sherry. As David said, my name is Al. I'm from Syracuse, New York, and the weather here has been partly cloudy. It's currently overcast and in the mid-80s.
Okay. Hi, Al. I'm just scanning your energetic field here. Wow. Your team, we love your team. Oh, my goodness. You have so many helpers on the other side. It's crazy. I feel like a bunch of elves that are just like in their fairies, their little elves. They're everywhere. There's so many. There's big hitters. There's little ones that come in from the outside. I just love it. One thing that they're saying is you are getting ready to step out of your fear. When we get into your energetic field, there's a lot of fear that is brought in from your childhood. Could be down through the ancestral line. There's a part of you that we love it. It's like you've almost set the bar too high for yourself a lot of times throughout your lifetime. And when you don't reach that goal, you might have beaten yourself up. But your team says, just lower the bar. It's very simple. Are you kind of a perfectionist, or do you tend to beat yourself up?
Yeah, a bit. I would say that's true, yes.
Mm-hmm. We love, Irene's so funny. She says, we love the filter that you have because we don't have one. And the filter that you have is that you are so conscious of the way other people feel. You're such an empath. Oh. You take on a lot of people's energy. We love the work that you do. You're very good at transmuting other people's energy that gets into your energetic field. Do you realize that? Do you do a lot of transformational work?
I do, myself and with other people, yeah. I do.
Yeah, we see that. It's so funny because I want to say, oh, boy, you're really knocking them out one at a time, and your team says, uh-uh. They showed me, like, a map of the world, and, like, you don't just help people one at a time. They show me a map, like, you're doing this section, like you're going to do California, and I mean, it's the big section that you are transmuting. It is crazy. Like, thank you, Spirit. They're showing me you doing some kind of an online class. We don't want to cheat you of your journey, but we're going to just a bit here. Doing some sort of an online class on helping people clear trauma and maybe even addiction. Have you ever thought about doing any kind of online work?
I am in an ongoing online class. I don't lead it, but I've been participating for some time on that, and I have dealt with addiction over my lifetime, so you're right on with both of those things.
Yeah, here's the thing. What better teacher, you know? And again, Sherry's going to – I'm starting to become a narcissist, aren't I, Irene? But Spirit, it tells me in my head, and that's the only way I know how to teach. I took one of my children to a child psychiatrist when they were young, and I would say, do you have children? And they'd say no, and I'd be like, oh, my God. Okay, if you don't have kids and you're a child psychiatrist, So that's why, you see, that's why you're going to be beautiful at helping people with addiction. What better person to help somebody with addictions than somebody who has walked through the fire? So this is something that we see, and there's a strong need for spiritual leaders to come in and help with addictions. Addictions, as you know, come in all shapes and sizes. So this is what we see for you. You're going to have a big, big following. This is going to be the year for you to turn around. This is going to be the year to where you're not going to be sitting in the class. You're going to be leading the class. Okay?
Okay.
Now, what do you have a question?
I just wondered if there was anyone, if there were any messages for me from someone specific from the other side.
From the spirit world?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me the first name. That's how I talk to people in the spirit world. I can go out here and get all kinds of people. So we're going to eat up a lot of time. So just tell me the name and we'll go right there.
Well, her name is Athena. She was my
Okay.
Mother.
No. Okay, so boy. Okay. I already feel the presence of a lady stepping in, and wow, she's powerful. I feel, when I say powerful, I'm talking spiritually powerful. Like, she held a lot of gifts of telepathy and of healing. It feels as if she was a big healer. But, okay, thank you, Irene. She was a great listener. She shows me a great big ear. It's funny. She's, I'm getting warm down my head and my neck and my shoulders. funny. She's like showing me corn, or I think it's corn or pebbles, and she's kind of putting them here and there. And one thing that she's trying to say is that she is working with you on, how do we say this, on either making a budget or tightening your belt and working with money. Was money scarce or something? It's almost as if she's saying that she really weighed what she spent her money on. And she's instilling that with you. Does that make sense?
Well, yes, I'm very good with money and budgeting. So it hasn't been a struggle for me, but she did grow up in the Depression, and she grew up with a single mom and with a grandmother who ran a rooming house. And her grandmother was very tight with money with her. And she talked about that often, so I think probably money was a concern for her.
Yeah, it's almost like she's rationing out, like it feels like pieces of corn or pebbles. Isn't that funny? Like, this is going to go here, and this is gonna, she's very careful with the money. Now, I love the color purple for her, and my head feels crazy. Like, not crazy. That's not probably not a good word. My head feels like I got a headache in her energy. But she comes to you at nighttime, and she shows me the color purple. Now, she's also showing me a full moon, and she loves when you go outside with a full moon. And do you write? Do you do any kind of writing?
I don't. I don't really know. Well, I shouldn't say that. I my profession involved a lot of note taking,
No, this is more personal. This is not. Here's the thing: she would like for you to sit down and write when an emotion comes up. If it's fear, if it's anger, any emotion, she would like for you to write it down and then sit with it and feel it. And then pull yourself out and become the observer. She said she can help you with that. She said, I didn't know how to do it, but I understand it now. She's such a wise woman. It's like she's lived through everything. and and she's got, she did she love animals? Because I see a lot of animals all around her.
She did love animals. She had dogs and cats over her lifetime, and she always enjoyed them. And she was a wise woman. I think people did seek her advice and value her opinion about things. So I think you're right about that. And she
didn't like to see anybody go hungry.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because during the Depression, everybody always needed housing, and although her grandmother ran a rooming house, they had a steady income. You know, her fear about money came from her grandmother being stingy, but she did talk about, you know, some of her other family that circumstances weren't so good and being able to help and feed them. And she loved food. Food was very important in her life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like she didn't like to see anybody go hungry. Let's see what else we got going on here. Yeah. She shows me her hands now. Like her hands always like to be busy. Something about her fingernails, too. They looked really pretty. I'm looking at them. They look pretty. So trying to ask her what else. She's not alone there, you know. There seems to be a man that's standing mm-hmm. behind her.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, I'm in good company. she's so happy to be there. Isn't it funny? She is, oh, my God, here she goes. She's so happy. It's like she's celebrating. She says, I did it. I did it. I went here to Earth. It's like, this is an accomplishment. We're like superstars. And she's on the other side. And she's like, woo, look at me. I did it. And she feels like she's getting questioned by so many people in the spirit world because they want to know why she did what she did. Because a lot of people in the spirit world don't understand it because they don't understand emotion. There are earths where there's not emotion. And they're trying to ask her, why did you do this? Why did you do that? Why did you do that? And she's explaining to them about emotions. Isn't that cool? Not only was she a teacher here, I'm getting cold chills everywhere, she's still a teacher over there. She's a powerful woman. That apple didn't fall far from the tree. You got some big shoes to fill. She's so funny. She said, look at these shoes. Let's see you fill them. But she's telling me, he's so funny. She said, he's almost filled my shoes. But not only are you going to fill them, she says, I don't have a shoe big enough that's going to fit his shoes, that's going to fit his foot. She said, because he's not only going to fill my shoes, he's going to outgrow my shoes and do more than I ever dreamed of on this earth plane. So, wow, she is a powerful, powerful woman. So,
I think we should move on. Al, are you feeling complete in the moment?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much, Sherry and David.
You're welcome, Al.
And she sent her love.
You take care.
Okay.
We have another Syracusan here, and I'm going to bring Trish live. Trish, here you are.
Hi. Thank you for this opportunity. My name's Trish. And I'm in Syracuse, as David just introduced me. As in, the weather here is balmy with lightly overcast.
Perfect. We're in your energy. Hi, Trish. Thank you.
Hi.
I love your team. And they said, wowee. This is going to be, they said, 2 years. The next 2 years for you, you're going to find that you're going to start to be pushed into maybe situations that make you feel uncomfortable, but that's
mm-hmm.
okay, because nothing ventured, nothing gained, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're ready for a change. your life is really going to start to take a turn. You want a little bit more excitement, and here you go, they said. You are going to, we love this, they said, here you go. You are going to not only feel freedom, you're going to do what you love and get paid for it. It's going to feel like child's play to you. And you may have more than one job, but one you think is going to be a hobby, but that hobby is going to take off and actually support you. Does any of this make sense?
Not yet, but hopefully it will someday.
Mm-hmm. What do you do? Do you work outside of the home right now?
No, I'm actually not working right now. I'm on disability.
Okay, perfect. Not perfect that you're on disability, but here's the thing. There's a part of your little hands, they said, that just want to go, go, go. There's something here. You want something more. You're going to be able to make money doing something that you love.
Okay.
Period. That's what your team says.
Okay.
And it's not going to disrupt your disability.
Okay.
You're still going to maybe get that because they showed me two incomes. So you're very creative. We want your hands to move. We want your hands to do something that you love.
Okay.
They're taking me back now to the inner child, all the way back to the child here. When I get back into this little tiny thing, you have such broad shoulders as a little girl. I feel like a little tiny girl who's an adult. Does this make sense? It's like,
absolutely.
It's like a little girl who's like, oh my God, somebody love me. Somebody look at me. Oh, and it made you into this beautiful woman that you are today. There's a need for you to go back and get that little girl. I do what is called some kind of soul retrieval. I'm not a shaman by any means. Don't misunderstand me. But I do know there's a little girl of you. A soul fragment has broken off. When we get traumatized, it breaks off and it stays there. She's still there. Go back and get her. The way that you can go back and get her, get on YouTube. It's free. You ever get on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Get on YouTube and go to Dr. Q, H-E-W-L-I-N.
Okay.
On there, there's a 17-minute inner child meditation. We would love for you to go back there, do that, and get that little girl. She needs you right now. When you get her, you will find that your lifetime right now as an adult will change. It'll seem easier. She's needing you right now. It's not by chance that you got on this call. It's not by chance that your team is coming through with this. It's time to get her.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
So with that being said, Trish, your team says that's all she needs right now. Because the minute you get off here, we'd love for you to do that. You can do whatever you want, but we would suggest you do that. It'll change your life.
Okay, thank you.
It'll actually make your physical body feel better, too.
Okay? Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you're right on. Yeah.
So thank you
Trish,
for calling
thanks
in,
for calling. Yeah, God bless. Okay, we're gonna play a little game now because the queue has shifted around. Sherry, I'm going to ask you to pick a number between 1 and 9. Number 4 had been number 1, so we've already talked to that person, Sharon.
We're going to go number 9.
No, I'm sorry, Sharon
nine.
Went to number 2. So 1 or 3 through 9?
but we're going to go with number 9.
Okay, number 9, you're coming. Area code 951, I haven't talked to you. I'm bringing you live. You're live. What is your first name, location, and weather, please?
It's Nathaniel calling. Hi, I'm calling in from Sacramento, and it's not so hot today, but it was really hot the last couple of days.
Okay.
Hi, Nathaniel.
We're just gonna scan your energetic field here just a bit, and we're going to, Irene says, we're going to skip in and skip out and skip in and skip out. And it's so funny because as we say that, I actually feel like that we are a rock. You know, if you were to take a rock and kind of sling it across a very still pond and how it will skip, your team is saying this is what is going to happen with you. You don't have to go all the way down into the trenches and all the way down into the mud of a pond. You're able to skip through it now. So they said enjoy the ride because you're going to skip, skip, skip. Almost, I hate to say almost like you're walking on water, but kind of. We don't want to get too crazied up with that, but you get the what we're saying. So they love it as you skip, skip, skip. Because what's happening is your mind, you're really training your mind. You're getting this. You're getting in your mind on how you create your own reality. They're telling me you have listened to enough downloads. I don't know if you've been on YouTube or what. They said you've listened to enough stuff that you are able to create your own reality. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does. I've watched a lot of YouTube and blog talk shows and whatnot, you know.
Yeah. So what you're saying is continue what you're doing. You are going to see, how do we say this, Irene? Yeah, your outer world is starting to mirror what your inner world wants to see. We love it. It's like you really have got the, we're going to call it the Midas touch on how to create your own world. One thing it's kind of funny, they're showing me, these are very few where I live in Indiana, but the outside drive-in theaters, how you used to pull up and you could take the speaker and you put it,
right,
pull it inside of your window. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I love that. So what they're, I'm asking your team, why are you showing me this? Because this is awesome. I love them. But they're saying pay very close attention to what comes up in your thoughts from your past, okay? And monitor the emotions that you feel when you think of something from your past. Because if you get an emotion from it, that is your cue. You have more clearing work to do. Does this make sense?
Yes, I have to clear whatever comes up. I have to clear it.
Yeah, and we're going to tell you the way that you can clear it any way that works for you. One way we would suggest: once that emotion comes up, feel it, and then throw your consciousness out like you are the observer. Ask your spirit team. You don't even have to know their name. Ask God, your spirit, your higher power. What do I need to learn here? When you do that, you may not get the answer right then, but when you present the answer, on this earth, our team cannot help us unless we ask. Once you present the answer, or the question, I'm sorry, then if you don't get it right then, you just do whatever you want to do. Go to bed. It may be a week. It may be a month. But they'll come to you maybe in a dream. You'll get an epiphany. It will come to you. So it's kind of retrograde. You're going back through what you're doing is you're no stone unturned. You've done a lot of clearing work, but now we're going to get really down in there. So does that make sense, Nathaniel?
Yes, it does.
Perfect. So with that being said, I don't know, David, do we have time for more callers?
That's entirely up to you, Sherry.
Okay. All right. Well,
we're coming up to the end of the hour, but I can go longer if you want to go longer.
If you got more people, I can go longer.
Okay, let's do that. Nathaniel, thank you for calling.
Thank you. You're both the best. Bye-bye.
Oh,
thank
you.
Nathaniel.
God bless, Nathaniel. All
thank
right,
you.
Let's see here. Sharon has shifted to number three. So we're going to do 1, 2, or 4 through 7 for now.
Let's do 7.
Okay. Area code 954, you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, this is Mary. I'm calling from Florida, which is not
Hi,
too
Mary.
Sunny. It's been overcast and very muggy, off and on rain today, but pretty hot.
Okay. Hi, Mary. We're in
Hi.
Your energetic field. I love your team. Boy, they are right on here. Woo, they're right here. I love your team. It's so funny. They show me like a chalkboard, like they're teachers. They're always teaching you, always teaching you. One thing that they want me to tell you is that, I lost it. Irene, help me. I got so much information, and then your team came in. Can I hear your voice one more time?
Yes. Again, my name is Mary.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about the weather again?
Yes, it's very muggy. It's been raining off and on and very hot.
Okay. All right. We're just, as I scan your energetic field, I feel that you're just like pulling a lot of baggage behind you. You're an empath. I don't know if you know what an empath is.
Yeah, I do.
You feel the, okay. Yeah, you feel everybody.
Uh-huh.
You take on their feelings.
Oh,
do
yeah.
Do you know that?
I do.
Do you know how to release it?
Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't.
Okay, Irene goes, that's not good enough. She says,
oh.
It's your energy, you can do it. Your energy has to do what you say, okay? So, let's see, how can we do this, Irene? Ground yourself, and what we mean by that is out of your feet, envision that there are roots growing into the center of Mother Earth that's a ball of fire. Envision, you can envision a tornado going around you and say, I release anything that doesn't serve me. Just blow it out. And when you blow it out, it goes out your back, your butt, your legs, your stomach, your front, everywhere. Throw it into that tornado, drop it down your feet, and then at the top of your head, fill yourself up with God like you're at the gas pump. You're putting the gas nozzle in your head. The other end goes to God and say, fill me up with whatever you want. And you're the one that makes the decision. So you can fill yourself up with abundance of money, abundance of peace, abundance of friends. You just can't say abundance. I did that and I gained 20 pounds. So spirit takes you literally. Yeah. So fill yourself up with what you want. It's your energy. It's your aura. Get out what doesn't serve you and fill it up with what you want. And then once you do that, envision it's like inside of a hard egg. And then that seals your energy. You have picked up energy from other people, even as a little child. You did that in the family dynamics. Do you realize that?
Yeah, probably so.
And you would feel bad about yourself if in the family, if mom and dad or something went wrong in the family, you took it upon yourself to think that this was your fault.
Yeah, could be.
And I'm sorry, what?
It could be. That's possible.
Yeah. So, and you do that. You're such a helper. And you want to help other people, and you try to, I don't want to say you try to change other people, but you kind of try to change other people because you know better. You are the wise one. You don't want them to make the same mistakes and feel the pain that you felt.
That's right.
And some of them cop an attitude, maybe.
Yep.
Like they act like you overstepped the boundaries.
Exactly.
But in your mind, you're doing it out of love because you're like, oh, my God, I can see this train wreck coming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they can't. But the beauty of this is let them crash and burn if they so need. Because here's the thing. When we I have two children. I'm like, oh, my God, you can't do this. I'm always doing that, too.
Yeah.
But we cheat them of their journey. So you can give your advice. And if they don't want to take it, then let them crash and burn. And you don't want to, at the end of it, at the crash, you don't want to say, I told you so. Because because we know better, right? We don't know everything, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
And, they, you know, it's like us. We got to go through the bumps in order. We don't want to cheat them of their journey. Sometimes, you know, some of the best teachers are the ones who have walked through the fire.
Right.
So they may need that in their future to become who they're going to become.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. You can still give them your 2 cents. That ain't never going to stop. It's never going to stop with me and my kids either.
Right.
So your team just says, just love them and do the Ho'oponopono. Are you familiar
with
the Ho'oponopono?
Hawaii, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when they really bug you, when you start to toss and turn at night where you can't sleep, to say, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. Yep.
Thank you. Yep.
So with that, Mary, they said, you just keep doing what you're doing because you're a great mother. Your team, you have a lot of angels that are around you that are actually bringing in healing for your physical body.
Yeah, I need that right now.
So they say, we're here. We will work on you tonight. Give us the permission. So every night before you go to bed, say, help me, my healing angels. Archangel Raphael is my master, and he is your friend as well.
Yes.
He can come in, and they can work with your DNA and your cells. There's something here, and I'm no doctor, but they, something about the circuitry. How do we say this? They'll work with the, I'm my head. Circuitry, what I mean by that is, I don't know if you have like tingling or neuropathy or nerves. Do you have nerve stuff going on in your body?
Well, I don't know if that's if there is a possible cause of what's going on. I don't know if perhaps that's an underlying issue that could create a problem. It's complicated.
They will work because they go down to the root. They go. We call it the pearl. They go down to the beginning of it. And then they fix that, and it's a domino effect.
Oh, okay.
But the flexibility will get better, too.
Yeah, there's a lack of the flexibility in my body right now.
Because they call it the pearl strand. They take me to the beginning. And they said that's where it started. And then once they work with that and you give them permission and believe that it will happen, then they said the flexibility, you'll be able to move, Irene said, like a 16-year-old who does yoga.
Oh, wow. That would be a miracle.
That's too funny.
Miracles happen.
Yeah. I need
That's
one.
Right. They sure do.
That's wonderful. I will do that. Yeah. I pray to Archangel Michael and Raphael anyway.
Oh, awesome. They're my go-to guys, too, so perfect.
I'm even working on my cat with both of them, and she seems to know when I bring them in and start saying their names. She stops in her tracks, and...
Oh, you're not kidding.
She knows. Yeah, she knows.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell she's
feeling
something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Animals will take on their owner's physical pain, too.
Mm-hmm. I believe
they take
that.
On the owner's physical pain, and they transmute it, or they try to.
Mm-hmm.
They transmute a lot of it, but a lot of the animals, and if you have more than one animal in your home, it will be the most sensitive one.
Mm-hmm.
But it will take on the pain, and a lot of times they can't transmute all of it, so they will start to pick up physical aches and pains of their owners.
I believe that, yes. Mm-hmm. I've seen it happen
mm-hmm.
with other people, too, with their animals. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But they come to serve, and they love that. That's
good.
What they come to do. So.
That's great.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, Mary, thank you for calling
nice.
In. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. That's a very nice reading. And you stay safe and well yourself, and both of you take care now. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay,
nice
you
to hear your voice. Glad you
thank
got
you.
Through.
Yeah,
okay.
Me too.
Shall we do... two more or one more?
Let's do two more, and I'll try to make them quick. How's that?
Okay, sounds good. Just to let you know, the queue has shifted tremendously. We've lost a lot of callers who probably gave up hope. And, again, we're not going to be able to get to everybody. But I have one, two, four, and five left to offer you.
Let's do four.
Okay, number four. Here you are, area code 347. What's your first name, please?
Oh, my God, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. Oh, hi, Sherry. I'm from New York.
Hi.
It's kind of, it's like raining and also not raining. And what else did you guys want to know? I forgot the other one.
That's all right. I don't need anything else because we're already in your energy. I love your team. They came right in. Boom. They said, you know what? You better buckle your seatbelt because you know what? We don't have to play shy anymore. This is going to be the next, they said this year, the next year, and the next year. They said the next 3 years, you are going to really shine. People are
mm-hmm.
going to see the inner you. You're going to take off all these masks. They show me a raccoon that wears that mask. No,
mm-hmm.
you know what? You're going to take off that mask. You're going to be you. And
mm-hmm.
you're going to be you, and you're not going to try to transmute or change your personality for the people who are around you because you're very good at that because you
mm-hmm.
know what you're very good at syncing up your personality to what you think people will like. That's why you have maybe a lot of different types of friends. You're not going to do that anymore. You're going to be you, and that's it. If you don't like me, then bye-bye. This is it. It's almost like you're walking through a mall naked. Irene, you're so funny. And people are going to like you, and it's funny. There may be people that drop off, but you're going to attract. You're very charismatic. You're going to start to pull in people. You're going to have a job, maybe a job change. There's going to be a lot of things coming up for you, a lot of changes. But you're ready for that. Have you been asking for change?
Yes, you are right on. I've been a huge people pleaser, and I put myself last. And it's so funny. One of the things I want to make food. Like I want to cook seafood and stuff like that, and also I do like desserts and stuff. And one of the things
mm-hmm.
I want to do is chocolate, and you know, like French bonbons and stuff like that. And I realized
mm-hmm.
I haven't really been like I could take classes, and I actually know how to do it, but I can buy the stuff to do it. And I realized like, why am I not doing it? You know what I mean? Like, why am I not taking the steps to do what I want to do? Like, am I playing small? Am I afraid people are going to be jealous? Or do I not believe in myself? Like, why? You know what I mean? So I'm really looking at myself, and I'm really like, no, we're ordering this stuff and we're doing it. We're going to practice until we get perfect. You know what I mean?
I love that, because, as you know, being on the radio, my sister, I didn't want to be on the radio. She had a radio show, and she goes, oh, you want to come on? I said, yeah. And I said, I'm not doing reads, am I? And she goes, oh, no, no. I went on her show 5 minutes, and she goes, you're ready for reads? And I'm like, what? It was like I was thrown into the fire. But it's like, if I would have waited till I thought I was ready, I still would not be doing a radio show.
Yep.
Get out there and just do it. And you know what? Here's the thing. People think if they do something and it doesn't turn out the way that they thought it was, then, oh, my God, they think they're a failure. No. Then just regroup. It's an experience. You wanted to learn it.
You are
well on your way.
Yeah.
And there's something else here. One thing, too, and then we're going to get on our next call. There's something here. Now, I'm not saying this is the have-all, be-all. We do see you doing something by yourself, but we also see you doing something with another. It feels like another girl.
Okay, like, is it with food or something, or maybe something else?
Yeah, it could be. The vibrations, the voice vibration syncs up very nicely when you said with the food. It feels like with another girl. It could even be a shop, or a shop or something.
It's possibly I can also, I'm open to, like, you know, having my stuff in people's stores until I get my, you know, until I get a store and stuff like that.
Yeah, it feels like you're going to have your own little shop.
I want one.
Maybe. Yeah, it feels little, but it's in a really good location. It's just awesome. I want to call it a mom and pop shop, although it's not mom and pop, but it's like the locals love you.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to walk to this place. It's in like a neighborhood, and there is another lady that works with you. Not that she owns half of the building. Maybe she does, but I feel like you are the top dog here. It's so funny. They show me wrapping up. It's like with cellophane. We're wrapping something up with clear cellophane, and we're selling it. That's all they're showing me.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting. Well, thank you so much. This is very insightful. Thank you.
Thanks for
calling,
Katie. And hang in there for a minute, Katie, because I'm going to make a couple of announcements, so don't hang up yet.
Oh, sure.
God bless you, hon.
God bless you guys, too.
Thank you. Okay, just a little bit of housekeeping, folks. Sherry will be back later in the year, and I have her on at least 3 times a year. Next week, I'm doing a show earlier. I'm doing a show at 5 p.m., with another amazing clairvoyant medium by the name of Leo Bonomo, who hails from the United Kingdom. And then for those of you who don't know, I do a show Sunday night called The Healing Circle. And it is a talk show format where the callers get to participate in whatever the topic for the evening is. And this week the topic's going to be dreams and dream state. And then the following week, we're going to talk about appreciating family and friends. So please feel free to call in. It's the same number. And so we have left, we have a lot of callers, but we've talked to a lot of them. We have one, two, or four.
Okay. How about two? And can I say this? If you would like a further reading, the listeners, if you'd like a further reading with me, you can always go to my website at psychicsherry.org, and that way you can book a read. And I do get in, these are mini reads. So when you book a read with me, we go really deep and we can go all over the place. So I just kind of wanted to throw that out if I could. So.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did because, you know, as I said earlier tonight, Sherry gives amazing readings and you really would benefit from a full-length reading. I had an hour-long reading with her and it was fantastic. I can't say enough about her. And so with that said, we're going to go to, did you say caller three? Or caller two, you said.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Area code 650, you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, David. This is Miranda. I'm so glad I got in. I've been waiting patiently since the beginning of the show.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi. Hi, Sherry. The weather
Hi.
Here is very it's cloudy, muggy, very humid.
Okay, where is 650? Where is that?
Well, I relocated. It's actually California, but I'm no longer there. So I'm in New Jersey currently.
Okay. All right, so we're in your energetic field. So the minute I heard your voice, I saw angels all around you. Your
oh, wow.
team wants me to tell you that they have been listening to your thoughts and to your prayers, and that mm-hmm. they have been working behind the scenes to it's like a tapestry. It's so intertwined. They have been working on almost like making your, how do we say this, Irene? Almost like they're saying that they have been working to manifest in your reality what it is that would make you joyful and happy. There's a part of you they're telling me is you're not quite for sure on what would make you happy. Because
mm-hmm.
they say you limit yourself.
Okay.
They have bigger plans and bigger joys for you. They said
mm-hmm.
don't focus on what you so much want to happen, but focus
mm-hmm.
on how you want to feel. Because
mm-hmm.
they said once you do that, it gives them the power to recreate it into a bigger gift for you from the spirit world.
I see.
You have so many loved ones on the other side who cherish you and love you and love your intentions. You're like that beautiful little quiet church mouse who sits back and watches everybody else get what they want. They said, it's your time. It's your time to shine and get what you want.
Finally,
it's coming for you.
Oh,
it's
gosh,
coming
I hope.
For you, they said.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
And
okay.
don't, and again, we want to reiterate, don't in your mind. Now, you can have a plan,
mm-hmm.
but they want you more to focus on it. If money were not an option, if
mm-hmm.
time were not an option,
mm-hmm.
what would make you happy? Period.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
It sounds like an easy question. I mean,
mm-hmm.
if I were, you know, I think about that sometimes with me. It's
mm-hmm.
if you really think about it, that's a big question.
I know.
And,
I know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
all right.
focus on how you
don't
want
limit
to
myself.
Feel because they said,
how I want to feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they said
is there anything
they will
coming up?
That to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that message. Is there anything coming up for my daughter and a potential mate?
What's your daughter's first name?
Her initial begins with her P, as in Pam.
Paul.
P as in Paul. Yes.
Okay. So that's all we need.
Because
okay. we go through the vibration.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And you're wanting to know if she's going to have a mate?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like anybody in the horizon for her.
Okay, one thing that they're showing me is that her team, she's letting me in, so I don't invade
mm-hmm.
privacy, she's letting me in.
Mm-hmm.
One thing
Good.
I do feel that she's getting pulled back
mm-hmm.
from fear or past
mm-hmm.
relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some clearing that needs to be done. There is a part of her that her team is asking her to love everything about her,
mm-hmm.
even her flaws.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something here. She's really kind of anchored from a past relationship.
Mm-hmm.
There's something here. When things in her life go good,
mm-hmm.
It's almost as if she feels like she's waiting for the shoe to drop. She's waiting to fall through the ice. She's waiting to walk. It's like she doesn't believe that she's worthy of having a wonderful fairy tale, happy, ever after life. She's going to, within the next 6 months, going to go through a lot of emotional turmoil inside of herself. But she's going to hash out the details, they said. She wants it. No question
she
about
does.
That.
She
wants,
does.
Yeah, she wants the knight in shining armor. She wants to live happily ever after. And it is going to be there. But
mm-hmm.
her team is saying she's not ready to meet this lid for her pot yet because she needs to do a little bit more of releasing of cords from past relationships. Did she have a really ugly relationship?
Yes. This one guy who was just bad news, and I'm hoping that she's over him, and just bury
him. Well, she may be over him. Yeah.
Okay.
She is over him, but he did a number on her.
He did. He was horrible. He was horrible.
Yeah.
And
these are the scars that we see. In
okay,
her
but it's done.
Mind,
it's not him,
him
though, right? Okay, good.
No.
Okay.
It's not him.
Okay, good. Is there someone she knows?
Her mental body is over him.
Good. Is there someone she knows that's going to come into her life already? Someone that we knew had an interest in her, or is it somebody different?
Oh, we're seeing a couple of suitors here. We do see one almost from her past that always loved her, thought she was gorgeous. But we see one that she hasn't met yet. So we don't want to cheat her too much of the journey.
Okay.
Because
we
don't want her there yet, you see.
Okay.
We don't want
her
focusing on that future yet. We want her to focus on breaking this cord of attachment.
Cord.
It's a hook in her.
Yes.
And the way that she can do that is calling the angels and with the intention that, you know what, show me what lessons I have not, that I need to learn from this relationship. There's a lesson here she hasn't learned. That's why there's still a cord. So she calls on her angels. She doesn't have to know the name. Say, tell me, what lesson have I not learned here? Show me. Once she feels like she's got the lesson that she has not learned, then she can call in the Archangel Michael with the sword. And that cord, which I see it as a black cord, have her help him. Say, Archangel Michael, come in. Fill that cord with light. That cord goes to that individual who treated her crappy.
But Sherry, I can't talk to her about this. She doesn't want to talk to me about this because I was so opposed to this guy. So it's like I can't even talk to her about how to release. I don't know how, like, I can't talk to her about this. I just can't. I don't know how I can help her.
Can she listen to the podcast? Can she listen to the podcast?
She doesn't even want me. She wouldn't want me to. I mean, she knows I love her, but I don't know how to help her just put the nail on the coffin and release so that someone
then, you know what, that's her journey. Yeah,
that's her journey then.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You know what?
It's
the way we're seeing it. It may not be so much about her as it is for you.
For
this
maybe
is your
for me.
Way of.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's like we got to watch the destruction around us, and we
have
to be able to find the peace within us. So this may be your lesson as to
probably.
It doesn't matter what she does. You need to go find the peace within you.
Yeah, it was rough seeing her go
regardless
through that.
When
you know this guy is bad news, and it took her forever to finally, I think, see it. You know, it's like, yeah, this, we did back off. We backed off, but it was tough as a parent. Yeah. So I just want, I'm praying for her. That's, I feel like that's all I can do. Just
that's
keep
all
praying.
You can do.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
then
with
in the meantime,
we better move on.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead,
yeah.
Sherry. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, you're fine. So if she gets it. You get it.
Mm-hmm.
Is your name Miranda? I got somebody. Yeah.
Yes.
You get
yes.
It goes back to you. You need to find the peace within you.
Okay. Okay.
Miranda,
well,
thank you for calling.
Thank you. And thank you. Thank you both, David and Shari. Bless you both. Thank you so much.
God bless you,
thank you too.
And I have a question and a comment for you, Shari. You talked about asking the angels for permission. That's important, isn't it?
Yes, it is. On this earth, it's one of the very few earths where we have free will. They cannot help unless we ask.
I wanted to comment that I invite a host of archangels to help me every day. And what I ask for, I always receive. And it's protection from certain things. And I started doing that about a year and a half ago, and the results have been amazing. Because before that, at points I would flounder in my life, and I never realized that I could work with angels. So that's an important thing, I think, for people to consider trying out.
Oh, absolutely. And I think we're at the top of our show.
We are, and thank you so much for joining me and for going over. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for all the listeners, and I just feel honored to serve. So thank you, Dave. You're just a beautiful host, and I'm grateful for you, and I appreciate it. So thank you.
Oh, well, my pleasure. Back at you. So now let's take a moment to pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Everybody have a great week. Remember Sunday night and tune in next week for Leo and Sherry. Once again, thank you so much. God bless.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye for now.